Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome back for another episode, and welcome to Sunday. I hope your weekend is going great. I hope the rest of it goes even better. Wow, what a week. What a weekend. Everything is going on with the election, and I'll tell you, it's crazy. I've heard everything on both sides, and I just shake my head. I've read a lot of different perspectives. I've heard them on TV. My wife and I have had a lot of time to talk about different things. And so I thought I would make this post about my reflections on the election. And so I'm calling it Elections, Erections, and Reflections. Okay, so here's the thing. I care far less for our ideology, which is our system of ideas, than I do for our epistemology, which is our system of knowledge. You see, human transformation is so much more about how we think than it is about what we think. And for years, I've been striving to help liberate people from the prison of a dualistic mindset. And that's not a mindset that we can perfectly possess all the time. We kind of go back in and out of it. But just having the wherewithal and the self-awareness or consciousness to see it in ourselves is the beginning point. It's the soul work that really leads to human transformation. And from my vantage point, those who possess a very fixed binary framework are the epitome of what it means to be poor. And the gospel of good news for the poor is expanded beyond just giving food to hungry people. It is that, but it's so much more. And in our culture, the poor are always those who can't get out of their own way and continually imprison themselves by their thinking. And we see this over and over and over and over and over again. It's the shape of all human suffering. And our culture thinks that this is all about knowledge, but it's actually about the skill to use whatever amount of knowledge we possess. It's about wisdom. You see, wisdom is never binary. Wisdom transcends the on-off, win-lose paradigm. Wisdom is both and, as well as neither either. Wisdom is love expressed within our intellect. Now, leading up to this election, I used the candidates to illustrate just how stuck in a toddler's mindset that most of America really is. And if we are either really excited or really upset over the results, chances are pretty good that we are stuck in a win-lose binary system. And I say this with the utmost respect for what we know. I'm not discrediting the facts that we believe to be true, nor the knowledge that we each possess about both sides of the subject. What I'm pointing to is the distinction between what we know and how we know it. Now, think of an election where the world is divided between day and night. If, for instance, in exactly 1 minute, we are to vote for whether our world is daytime or nighttime, so which do we vote? Now, some of us are at dusk and dawn, but you're going to still be forced to pick the closest binary choice. So, our minute is almost up. Which is it? Let's examine the facts. Look out your window. Is it dark or is it light? Is it daytime or is it nighttime? Pick one, and that will be the true vote. But do you see my point here? It doesn't do us any good to pick a particular team because both completely opposite truth claims are equally true and equally false at the same time. Only a transcendent perspective can illuminate how this is possible. I mean, to get the best vote, we must move beyond our binary votes and look at the things from higher up and further back. And this takes wisdom. It takes maturity and skill. And then, quite honestly, there's not a lot of folks out there that can teach this to us. Now, while a view from the outer space can lay rest to the silliness of my example, far too many in our world are still stuck on either the losing or the winning team. Is that you? Now, we love to erect monuments to our side, which is always the right side, isn't it? Right? We erect and promote champions and heroes who will tell us what we want to believe about ourselves. The winners go around with a smug hard-on and a sense of vindication. The losers go around with an angry hard-on and a sense of retaliation. And this displays that both sides are pathetic and childish. You see, smugness is just as ugly as a tantrum. Now, if this election gave you hope or made you hopeless, then please consider my example above. Our pain or joy is directly related to whether we think it is daytime or nighttime right now. We may even be 100% correct, but it doesn't make us wise. Either extreme proves we are stuck in our own myopia, and the result is more poverty. Focusing on only one side of the coin will always result in our present state. We come here every 4 years and have for ages, and we'll be back here in another 4 years, still no better than today. Perhaps even worse, unless we change our perspective. It does us no good to flip the same coin over and over when there is another coin, a third thing, something other, something transcendent, something beyond us that can enter and truly change the story. As long as we pick a side, we are lost. And for centuries, Christianity has been trying to model this by insisting that Jesus was both God and man. Picking a side diminishes both realities, and it misses the greater story, and that is true for this election as well. Yet most Christians today still live and promote a binary system. Now, it's our collective lack of wisdom that puts us on this endless feedback loop over and over and over again. It's our ridiculous sense of pride that makes us so certain of our convictions, and it reestablishes our belief that we are on the right team and the winning team. So by default, all others are losers, and we can dehumanize them because they're just not that smart. They don't get it. They're those people. This is par for the course for both Republicans and Democrats and all duality. Now, if we would truly be a free nation, we must grow up and find wisdom. Proverbs 4:7 says, "The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever else you get insight." You see, we must recognize the foolish poverty of our binary system and gain the third way, the transcendent perspective, the middle way. It's the gospel that sits crucified between the two thieves that have successfully stolen the soul of America. So keep your ideologies, keep what you think, just change how you think them, and then join me as we watch everything become new again. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.